This is a Just Verdicts trial nugget, produced and powered by LawPods.
Welcome back to Just Verdicts. I'm your host, Brendan Lupitin, and this is another Trial Nuggets episode. As you've heard me talk about recently, you know that I'm obsessed with Mark Mandel's concept of framing, the idea of the focusing illusion, the framing effect, making your case about and focusing it exclusively on your best evidence. But there's a paradox there that happens. And the paradox is that we've all heard that jurors get sick of lawyers repeating things over and over and over again. So on the one hand, with the framing effect and the focusing illusion, you know, your case is what you make it about, and you want your case to be about your best evidence and the points that are most likely to make you win. How do you do that without at the same time repeating yourself to the point that you turn off the jury because you're one of those lawyers who seemingly said the same thing over and over again and annoyed the jury and made them feel like you think that they're dumb? And David Ball, before he wrote Damages, wrote an awesome book that I can't recommend enough called Theater Tips and Strategies for Jury Trials. And I have the third edition. And this book is just absolutely, just like Damages, absolutely full of just so many goodies for trial lawyers to use and think about. So I highly recommend that you get this book. But I thought it was interesting that literally to the point I'm talking about this paradox of framing, focusing, but not repeating yourself to the point of turning off the jurors, that is exactly the point that Ball talks about is in the very first opening chapter of his entire book. So it kind of tells you the importance that he sees here. And the section is called Repetition. I'm going to read it to you because it makes the point and makes the distinction about how to do what I've been talking about, what Mandel preaches, you know, what we should be striving for in trial without being the repetitive talking head. So the section is called Repetition. It goes as follows. Why do they say the same thing over and over? How stupid do they think we are? This is among the most common of juror complaints. Too much repetition does you a lot of harm. Among other things, it makes jurors stop listening to you and it annoys them. So you need to use the tool of repetition sparingly. Select carefully what you repeat. Don't just let repetition come pouring out of your mouth. And I think that's the key thing. You have to be very selective and choosy with what you are going to repeat. What is the thing that you want the jury to hear repeatedly over the course of your case, not just randomly repeating random facts and things like that. So he goes on, fortunately, there's an easy way to determine what to repeat. Repeat only the few selected things that you want the jurors on your side to say to the others in deliberations. And don't forget, he has that great closing device that I used really effectively in my last trial, which is in closing, if somebody in deliberation says X, remind them A, B, and C. And that's a great way to repeat your points and undermine any arguments opposing you. So the chapter goes on. Let me say that again. Repeat only what you want your favorable jurors to say in deliberations. That's the gold standard. Repeat only what you want your supporting jurors to say. Word these points in ways jurors can comfortably speak. Provide layperson language. Good idea is if there's a core concept that comes up in focus groups over and over and over again, and it's said a certain way, or people say it generally a certain way, that's probably a good way that you should think about phrasing it during the course of your trial. Use short, clear sentences for your repetitions. The repeated point is shorthand for what the jurors already know. Don't explain, just use a shorthand sentence to remind. When you repeat and repeat just to hear yourself talk, jurors soon figure out that whatever you're saying, you will say again and again and again and again. Will he never stop, they wonder. And when you don't stop, they stop listening. From then on, they barely hear even the first time you say anything. When it is selectively used, repetition helps carry the most important points of your case into deliberations. So do not repeat things like, on the night of August 11, 1999, when that is the only night in question. Just say, that night. Or, in the infectious diseases section of the St. Barat Regional Children's Hospital. when there is no other section or hospital in the case. Just say, in the hospital. Or James Allen Brownlee, when there is no other James and no other Brownlee in the case, just say either James or Mr. Brownlee. When you repeat things for no reason, you de-emphasize your important points. And that's a key distinction here, is do not repeat mundane facts or points that really the jury only needs to hear once. Focus on repeating what the critical concepts, arguments, issues are in your case. Ball notes, after a recent South Carolina trial, a juror told me that when she was awake, she kept track of the number of times counsel said, quote, in the blue Honda Civic southbound on U.S. Interstate Highway number 95. In that six-day trial, counsel said those words 67 times after the juror started keeping track on the second day. Those words had nothing to do with juror decision-making. Counsel was a young lawyer trying to sound lawyerly. Unfortunately, most young lawyers who start like this become older lawyers still trying to sound lawyerly in the same pointless, harmful way, annoying jurors and burying important points in trial after trial. But I want to go back to that point. Those words had nothing to do with juror decision-making. That's one of the other key distinctions, is you want to avoid repeating anything that has nothing to do with the key decision points. So Ball wraps this section up by writing, jurors may get a little tired of hearing you repeat your three or four important phrases, but if those are the only three or four phrases you repeat, and if they are truly important to juror decision-making, the jurors will repeat them again in deliberations. Repetition never clarifies nor makes a point seem truer. But once you have clarified and proven the point in other ways, repetition gets it into deliberations. It can do this only if you strictly limit the number of points you repeat. Otherwise, they drown each other out. So just repeat what counts. And that is a very important thing to keep in mind when you're trying to apply Mandel's framing effect, when you're trying to capitalize on the focusing illusion, is you have to distill your case down to one, two, three critical issues, critical phrases or concepts, or maybe even rhetorical questions. And those are the things that you're being mindful of repeating. And you're also being mindful of not repeating over and over other mundane or unimportant facts that have nothing to do with ultimate decision-making. So I hope that helps. That's it for this Trial Nuggets episode. Again, I'll be definitely talking about a lot more from Theater Tips and Strategies for Jury Trials from David Ball. Highly recommend you go and buy it. Definitely pick up a copy, worth its weight in gold. And that's it for this week. I'm Brendan Lupitin with Just Verdicts. Thanks for listening.
If you enjoy the show, please subscribe to the Just Verdicts podcast on your favorite platform and consider leaving a review. And if you're interested in co-counseling, local counseling, or referring a catastrophic injury case, we'd love to work with you. Call us at 412-281-4100 or visit our attorney referral page at pamedmal.com/refer. Thanks for listening.